Help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Good Monday evening, everybody. I am your host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show, and I'm finally back on the air after a two-week hiatus. Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. Man, have I got some stories to tell tonight. Had a very exciting couple of weeks just go down. I'm very excited to say that I believe the filming process of what myself, Scuba Stan, and Snake Girl Holly have been working on is finally complete at this juncture. So we will see what the next step for our little adventure brings. Also, of course, as we are getting closer and closer to the month of October, we are getting closer and closer to the boondiggly, the boondoggle.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
October 5th through 8th, right around the corner. We're 10 days in a wake-up from boondoggle. Super excited about it. I know a pile of you are as well. We're going to get to head on out of the Space Coast here of Florida and head on up to the beautiful state of Virginia and do some fishing along the shores of the Chesapeake River, or Chesapeake Bay, sorry, not river, with the likes of the Loziers and all of them. So it's going to be awesome. Let's see. Oh, big announcement real quick. When we get back from the boondoggle, not the show that will follow the boondoggle, but the following week, so that would be the second week of October. This show as it is now will no longer be switching it up. Had some ideas for a long time now, and suddenly I've gotten the fire underneath my tush to make it all happen. So I think you guys will be pleasantly surprised with the changes. I discussed them probably a good, I don't know, 2-3 months ago on the show, and it'll be awesome. But without any further ado, I've got my good friend, Mr. Rob, a bad backcast DeVore on the line. What's going on, brother?
Yo, how you doing, man? Did I just hear you say that you're shutting your show down?
No, man, no. We got changes coming. Changes coming, okay. to the format. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Okay,
it's going to be good.
Sorry, I just watched the trailer for the first episode there, and so it's just like social media, like nuclear explosion at a Bad Backcast Central here. So, or I should call it Yaktastic Adventures Central now.
Yaktastic Adventures, tell us about it, man. What is the idea behind what you're working on?
Well, the idea is to put together kayak fishing videos, cool, artistic, you know, kayak fishing videos. We want to see what, you know, fishing is like in your area, you know, in your kayaks and stuff. And, you know, since everybody and their mother has a kayak and a GoPro, we figure we might as well see some of that stuff. So me and Rob Lee, who is RLee48, for those of you who don't know, he lives in Virginia Beach. We kind of get together and we edit up video, you know, fiction video stuff, and we post them. And it's going to be posted in little segments, kind of like a fishing show, except minus all the gear sales. If I had to compare what we want to do to in what, like, the first episode looks like, it's kind of like what you would – kind of like Fly Nation, maybe not quite as good because that stuff is excellent, man. Their cinematography and their editing and stuff is excellent. But it's in that style. You know, that's what we're shooting for. You know, you get some cool music and some nice cinematography, and it's all about kayak fishing, you know. And it's not a bunch of talking and all that stuff. It's mostly imagery, and we're trying to tell a story using images. So that pretty much has a minimum of talking, because who wants to hear me talk? And we're looking for other people with kayaks and GoPros that know a little bit how to catch fish and how to shoot some video and how to edit and stuff like that to send us some of their footage, man. We want to put it in an episode of Yaktastic Adventures. And depending on the amount of footage that we do get in and are able to edit and everything, we've had a pretty positive response so far to some of the people that we've contacted and are going to be sending us some footage. So it's going to be awesome. For people that don't want to edit or, you know, something like that, get in touch with me. You know, let me see some of your footage, and we'll tell you how to get it to us. And, I want to see people being part of an episode of Yaktastic Adventures, man. So
that's awesome.
That's my idea. And, we're not having a bunch of commercials involved or anything like that yet. So
That's cool that you're giving people an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And, we just want to make the types of kayak fishing stuff that we want to see, you know. And, like I said, you know, Fly Nation, you know, Season on the Edge, and, beautifully shot stuff, you know, as much as you can with the GoPro, you know.
Right.
That's the concept. And we hope so far everybody's liked this. Like I said, I've been this weekend, it's been social media blitzkrieg for me. So like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter. We got a Google Plus page, a YouTube channel, and a Vimeo channel. So go ahead and look us up, whichever one you use the most. And we want to be real active, and we want to see everybody's stuff. We're going to have we got some things going down the road, and it's possible that we might be giving away a couple of GoPros here in the near or distant future. So keep your eyes peeled. And good things coming down the road, man. Good things coming down the road. So
That's awesome, brother. It's not like you don't deserve it, man. You've put a lot of time and effort into this particular project or others, man. So it's good to see it's paying off for you.
Absolutely, man. It's fun, man. I love it. And we're probably going to kick off episode one probably right before the boondoggle. So keep your eyes peeled, ears peeled, eyes peeled, whatever you use, whatever. Hey, dude, man, I just saw something. You could buy peeled bananas at the store, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, keep it all peeled. And keep your eyes open, and we'll let you know when episode one's coming. But it's pretty cool, man. Rob Lee really edited up a nice segment up there in Virginia Beach, man. Lots of flounder, dude. I know you'd be like pulling your beard hairs out, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm pumped. I'm getting pretty excited about it. And Yeah, that would be my little one screaming his head off right now. And my bad. Well, anyway, yeah, that's awesome, brother. I'm totally excited for you. That's cool. Like I said, we've talked before offline about this, and man, it sounds like a really, really cool project. And for those who are out there that do have GoPros and don't really know how to get it out to get their videos out to the masses, this is a easy way to jump on board of an existing, I would call you a brand. You've kind of labeled yourself as the Bad Batcast, and you know, you've definitely got a pretty significant group of followers, man. So it's definitely going to pay off for those who get involved.
I'm trying to, man.
Good deal.
But thanks for your vote of confidence, man.
No, absolutely, man. You know, you asked me my opinion on all this stuff, a while ago, and when going back and forth with you about it, I am, brother. I'm brutally honest on occasion, and I dig it. I think it's awesome. But real quick, I want to run through some things that I have to get to first part of the show, since I've got a pretty good amount of guys in the chat room right now. It's imperative that you guys who are going to be at the Boondoggle do us a huge favor and go to yakangler.com's website, go to the Boondoggle section. And in the Boondoggle section, you'll see an area in there where you can leave your name and guest list or guest number for those who are going to be joining us Saturday night at the restaurant that we're going to all be eating at. If you don't plan on being there to eat with us at Saturday night at the restaurant, I believe you're going to miss out on everything pretty much that's going down at the Boondoggle, the raffles and everything else. So we have to have an accurate head count so that the restaurant knows how much food to make for us all, so that we're not going to be stuck with our hands out, so to speak, or their hands out, looking for money from us for unnecessary overages in food, if that's the right way to say that. But please do that, man. I mean, I know there's no way in the world only 20-some-odd people are going to the Boondoggle. I mean, I know that there's probably going to be 100 people just from the Virginia Beach area alone that are going to make it out there, and who are fishing the TKA event and whatever. And so you all count. If you're not on yakangler.com right now, make yourself a little profile and make sure you sign up, because it's imperative that we get these numbers at least as close to accurate as possible. And don't forget to include everybody who is going to be there in your group. But anyhow, so that's that. And then also, too, don't forget the Kayak Angler Choice Awards is still going on. We've still got voting. It's open through the 10th. You can only vote once per day per IP address. And, give a little bit of a shout-out to those who you follow or who you have a mad respect for or whatever. And it's bragging rights, So if you're up for nomination right now, I know there's a bunch of guys in the chat room right now that are, and it's all well-deserving, and you win, kudos. We're not giving you a kayak or, like, a trophy or anything. It's basically bragging rights, and it's going to make you, be able to just kind of say, hey, I was voted on by my peers as the best, or my product was voted on by my peers as the best, whatever. And that's pretty awesome. So, don't forget to vote. And that's at yakangler.com. And, of course, yakangler.com is...
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
There you go. So, man, I've been away. And while I was away... Actually, before I even get into that... real quick, I'm going to do a real fast fishing report of what's going on the Space Coast here. And as I said, look for the changes coming here shortly. It's going to be awesome for the show, so it'll be great. But real quick, Space Coast area, it's dumb right now, man. Redfish are going off, trout are going off. There's snook blowing up everywhere. There's tarpon that are running in the canals. There's tarpon that are running out in the river. There's tarpon out in the flats and lagoon. There's tarpon in the no-motor zone. There's snook in the no-motor zone. It's awesome. This year we got lucky. We got so far this year we've been lucky. We got a nice little cool down already. almost forgot. And Peppy, there in the chat room, got a nice 42-inch redfish to take the inaugural Orlando Kayak Fishing Club / Cars Park kayak tournament over in the No Motor Zone. So kudos to you, brother. But, yeah, it's going off, man. The mullet are starting to show up a little bit. Fish are just gravitating towards anything that's somewhat finfish related looking. I've been catching a bunch of fish, as you know, on Slayers, but any shad tails will work pretty good. Jerk baits are pretty hot right now. Topwater plugs are killing it. Guys on flies are destroying fish, man. And it's cool to see a bunch of new guys using the buggy whip lately. But your patterns of choice or, you know, whatever your personal favorite is, whatever you have the most confidence in. But it's been sick, man. It's been great. Get out early in the morning, fish till about 10 or 11 o'clock for those redfish that are up on the flats. The trout bite's been insane already. Hopefully it's going to be just as good during the winter as it was last year. I'm expecting to be able to get out and get on a bunch of giant trout here in the next couple of weeks. But that's that. Now, all right, let's check it out. So we went to myself, my buddy Chris Flores, who most of you guys know, who were down at the Chokoleski Boondoggle, who will be joining my wife and I up at Virginia Beach along with his wife, Melissa. We went up to South Carolina. If you listened to Chip's show last week, you kind of heard a little bit of story about this. And got a chance to film with Stan, Scoop Stan, who's there in the chat room, and then also his wife, Holly. And that was awesome. I'm not going to get too in-depth with that story. Let's just say it was a trip I'll never forget. The footage that we shot while we were up there was absolutely ridiculous. And, just TV quality to the ninth degree. Chris is a master of his craft, and he even made my ugly mug look pretty good on camera. But it is true, the camera does add 10 pounds, and I felt like it was mostly in my facial hair, so that wasn't bad. But whatever, I thought it was funny. We came back home, and we needed to get a couple of what we call hero shots, I guess, just shots of me with some fish and mess around, whatever. So we hit the river with a good friend of mine and did some fishing, which was pretty cool. It's the first time I've been able to get out on a Hell's Bay flats boat, and I was just nothing short but than impressed. It was amazing, man. The donuts. Thanks, buddy. Anyway, so we searched all day long for some giant redfish, couldn't find them. We got on a really good trout bite, caught a bunch of trout, got one redfish that was about, I don't know, 32 inches or so, and then some other stuff. But yesterday we went off the beach, got a chance to jump in a boat with my good friends from England who are also kayakers, who also kayak over in England, and that's a whole other story for a whole other show. But yeah, they do some crazy stuff over there across the pond. But so yesterday we got out in their boat. They've got a 36-foot yellowfin with Trip 275 Mercury Verados on it. So it's a small it's a glorified rocket ship. And we went out there looking for some of the rare and endangered red snappers that NOAA and the government were so kind to let us each take one home of. And it was fun, man. We caught some nice fish. But the story of the entire trip, we got some good footage, but the story of the entire trip was I got my butt kicked, just straight whooped, and I have a whole new respect for those who make a living reeling bottom fish up, hook and line style, commercial guys, that is. I've got a really good friend of mine, his name is Antonio, and they catch, on average, 1,000 pounds of amberjack, a few hundred pounds of groupers, and then various other bottom species and sell them to market, all hook and line, every day, all day. It's all they do. And my buddy Chris hooked a fish that just wouldn't budge from nothing. And it was a beast, to say the least. And then, so he couldn't turn a handle, So I basically, he gave me the rod so that we can get footage of me trying to fight the thing. So I got it cranked up about probably a good 60 to 80 feet up off the bottom, and it made a good surge for the bottom again. And then did the same thing again, got my line back, and then he dug again and turned him again, got him coming back up again. And then I got the dreaded hand cramp. Now, I don't know how many of you guys fish for big bottom species, whether it be amberjacks or groupers or big snappers or what have you. But when your hand cramps up on a rod, it's like the worst feeling in the entire world. And eat more bananas, right? Yeah, I gotcha. So everybody thought it would be funny to take pictures of me with, like, cripple hand and whatever. So I fought the fish for probably another 5 minutes or so, and the line finally gave and broke. And whatever, he swam off to the depths, and I got humbled and put the pole down and drank a beer. So the moral of the story is, some days you're the man, other days you get whooped by the man. So there you go. What would be interesting, I think, would be to take kayaks out to these same reefs and do the same thing, except maybe try and vertical jig a little bit more and get these fish up off the bottom of it. But that was a good time. Good time. How about all the, again, the footage that we got was amazing. And it was just, I don't know, man. It was awesome. But, so that's where we're at, man. Let's talk a little bit real quick about where we're going with the show. It's been a while now that I initially released the information that I was going to change up my format. And I put out on Facebook that I'm looking for people who would be willing to basically be my eyes and ears in different regions of the state and give me the information that I so badly desire to be able to bring that information to you guys and make the masses of the Yak Angler community and Kayak Fishing Radio community even better fishermen here in the state of Florida. So, once again, on the show, I'm going to ask for everybody or anybody to shoot me an email with whoever it is you think is your local guy around the state. I've got a couple of them pinned up already. I've got two dudes out of South Florida who are going to give me reports. I've got a guy up in Jacksonville who's going to give me a report. I'm looking for people up in the Panhandle. I need somebody in the West Central area, whether it be you, Mr. DeVore, or whoever's interested over there. I need somebody down in the Southwest. I need somebody in the Keys. So,
I didn't, or just email it to you.
Do what?
You want me to write it up first and then email it to you?
What are you talking about? The report?
Your fishing report. Yeah.
No, dude. I want you to like call me on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. And give me a fishing report. We've reached a pretty substantial listener base as Kayak Fishing Radio is concerned through all the shows. And it's come time now for us to try and step up and go to the next level. And I feel that this move is going to do just that. So to all of the fine folks who are listening to this live or in the chat room now or who have been following us on the podcast for years, really appreciate all the support. I know that goes the same for the Loziers and for Wheeler and for Chip as well. And, of course, when Rob had his show as well. So it should be awesome, man. It should be good. And good things are going to come from that as well. I see a whole lot of really good potential for the listener base to receive pretty cool items out of this if you're catching my drift. But there you go. 43,000 downloads and live listeners since January 1st this year, which I'm pretty positive has destroyed what we did last year, and we couldn't do that without every one of you guys listening in and telling your friends about us. But anyway, so that's that. Look for that to happen. Really excited about it. And then So what's really going on right now that's going to be, the talk of the town for the next couple of weeks is obviously the Boondoggle. And, man, I can't even tell you how excited I am about this Boondoggle. It's bad, man. I've already got it bad. You guys in Virginia Beach have really done a number on those of us down here that are counting the days to get up there.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yeah. Talked to Mark Lozier a little bit today on the phone, and he gave me kind of the 411 Iggy of what's going on up there. And it sounds pretty promising. Just saying. There's been some fish. What Mark say? I'm going to doggle till I puke. Yeah, well, I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of us that are going to do that. I think Rob DeVore will be Rob, you're going to be the only responsible one of the group.
What do you mean?
Coming out of town, huh?
What do you mean?
You don't drink, do you?
Yeah, I do, but not like, you know.
Zimas?
Not like you guys do.
Dude. Yeah, whatever. I'm hoping somebody has a ping pong table handy, because that always turns into a good time. Wouldn't you say there, Mr. Scuba Stan? Stan knows what I'm talking about. But anyway. Chapman has some Tito's. Sweet. We're bringing Tito's vodka to the house. It's going to be awesome. I don't even know what cabin I'm in, but whatever cabin I'm in, I'm sure you'll hear it. We'll be having parties every night. The fishing, man, redfish, specks, are we calling trout, specks, flounder, maybe some small stripers, I don't know. Anybody? Is there a possibility for it? Is there a possibility for stripers, Mark Closure? Definitely stripers, Rock Toy says.
Aye.
Nice. Here's my other question. What's the possibility of landing any of the said species in your region on fly? Because that's what I want to know. Am I bringing a fly rod, or am I leaving my fly rods at home?
Hey, Chuck, you know, I still haven't forgotten that, a couple of weeks ago I posted up the Atari link, or the The Atari's coming, so if you can sort out a TV.
I'm pretty sure that my cabin has a TV.
I should have the Atari with me. So
Dude.
If you want to, you know, go head-to-head on, like, some combat or some, pitfall or something, man.
Oh, man, we're going to play pitfall till we puke.
Astral.
Ah, that's right. Stan has a TV in the quad pod, and it's going to be. Oh, and there's a 32-inch TV in the raffle. What? Really?
What?
Ah, look, Chris has just joined us in the chat room. Production, Chris. Yeah, you just have to win it, right? I'm gonna have to take out a small loan for the raffle tickets, man. Also, too, I'm bringing with me a 40-plus-inch striped bass mount to be given away in the raffle. And obviously the money raised through the raffle will be donated to Heroes on the Water, which will be awesome. And, yeah, should be cool, man. We're going to have a great time. God, I can't wait. I've already started to piece together my flounder arsenal, and I'm really excited about ripping faces off. I mean, I'm thinking we are going to be bringing our kayaks up there with us after all. If Chris can get a lighting bracket hooked up to the back of his Lexus, because I don't know, I just feel more comfortable in my boat, and I can stand up in my Jackson Big Tuna and rip faces off of flounders, Bassmaster style. Get some, whatever. I keep saying flounders, like it's the only species that's in Virginia Beach. Rob, what are you looking forward to doing up there, man, as far as fishing?
Oh, man, I'm like, I just want a striper. I don't care if it's like a 15-inch, little 15-inch striper or I've never caught one of those. I've caught like little wipers before, you know, like the little white bass striper combo or, you know, hybrid thing there. But not an actual out-and-out, you know, real striper. So that's, you know, it's the same thing, you know, when all those guys come down here and they want to catch snook, you know. And it's the same thing for me. I want to go up there and catch a striper. I don't care if it's a little schoolie. I don't care if it's a 30-incher, whatever, man. If I get one striper, I'll be happier than anything.
Well, that's awesome. I would like to go up there and get a citation fish.
I just want to watch, like, Bob Choi and Kayak Kevin and all those guys, man, and Mr. Lozier. I just want to watch all those guys and, you know, maybe shoot some video and, you know, see what you got to do to, like, catch, you know, be the man and catch fish like that, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt that it's going to be just like up in Charleston. You're such an idiot. There's no doubt it's going to be amazing. Either way you fish, if whether or not you qualify to go out to the Bay Bridge Tunnel or if you stay in the back country and do kind of your thing or fish Rudy or wherever you go to fish, it should be pretty awesome. God, man, it's not going to be here fast enough. And then when it's here, it's not going to be long enough. And then we have to wait till February to do it all over again.
But it'll be here. You know, the time between February or, you know, this boondoggle in February is like, it just goes by. It's like, and it's there, you know. But the time period between President's Day and this boondoggle is like forever, man. It's like Christmas when you're a kid or something, man.
Oh, well, and for those of you who have never experienced a boondoggle, they're quite a good time. You know what? It's funny because there's folks that I met. Well, perfect example, Stan and Holly. I knew Stan. I knew of Stan through the chat rooms and on Yak Angler and a few other outlets. But I've never met him. You know, I never talked to the guy. And here we are a year later, and we're working on a television project. So, you know, that's the kind of people that we like to associate ourselves with, and that's why I think that the kayak fishing community as a whole is so strong, is because we're all very like-minded people for the most part, and we just get along, man. It's a good time, you know. It is what it is. It's the boondoggle. I mean, if you haven't experienced it, you're going to experience it. And, God, just can't wait, man. Super excited. Yeah, and just to finally put faces to names like Rob Choi and Chris Lozier. I'd never met Chris before. I've met Mark's Ugly Mug, but, you know, and Kayak Kevin and all those guys. It'll be really cool to finally, be able to say, hey, what's up? Let's drink a beer. So, what? Why is Chris talking trash in the chat room? Real quick, so thank you to everyone who's in the chat room. Let's give a little shout out to everybody who's in there. Obviously, Rob, you're signed in there. Of course, Black Dog Custom Rod Works, some of the sweetest custom rods I've ever seen. Check them out, Black Dog Custom Rod Works. That's Lenny. And then we've got the Black Fly Guy. We've got Chasing Reds. We've got Gator Dave. A handful of guests. Guests, if you're listening to the show for the first time, you can log on using your Facebook account so you can get into the chat room and be one with the folks in there. It's always a good time. And then so we've got Jason Self. We've got, of course, Mark Lozier. We got NTKFC Garth. He's in there. We got Rob Choi, of course. The man, the myth, the legend himself. Yak Chum. Benita Bob, Chip Gibson, Jim Van Pelt, Pepe, Production Chris or Chris Flores, Harley, and then we've got Scuba Stan and the man with the golden voice, Mr. Steve Chapman. So that's awesome, man. Good night.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yeah, so we've got guys coming from all around the country to this one, man. We've got some guys coming as far away as Texas. And then I got a buddy, Mike the Bonefish Junkie, who's coming over from the Bahamas. So that's crazy. That's our first international traveler coming to the boondoggle. So that'll be pretty cool. Let's see what else is going down over here. For those of you who live in the Space Coast area or Central Florida area and you're looking for a Hobie dealer, you're in luck. I heard through the grapevine that Kayaks by Bow will soon be selling Hobies. So interesting. Found that out today. And so that just goes to couple with all of the other great brands that we already have in stock as far as ocean kayaks and native kayaks and wilderness. We've got the Jackson line just finally came in, thank goodness. We've got some Cuda 12s, Cuda 14s, and a big tuna available right now. We've got some new rides in. We're stocked up. So if anybody's in the Central Florida area, think about buying a new kayak, get on it. Also, too, if there's anybody in the Central Florida area that is looking for a kayak, Team England has my friends from England have three Ultimates they're getting rid of at a very good price. Get a hold of me on Facebook if you're interested. But it was awesome. We had a great time and getting this store put together and, you know, I don't know, trying to do something a little bit different. But let's see what's going down. What else is going down? I don't know, man. I've got two or three tackle trays full of plastics I'm bringing up there with me, Rob. I don't have a whole lot of heavy jig heads, though. And Mark Lozier was telling me that the heavy jig heads are kind of the answer. What are you thinking as far as weight there, Mark Lozier? Those jig heads, quarter ounce, half ounce, an ounce. I'm not talking about fishing the bridge. I'm just fishing the backwaters and maybe around Rudy or something like that. Because I got to stock up. I'm running out of time here. 4 ounces is the lightest.
I'm bringing like
Jesus, Chip.
I'm bringing quarters, man. And I think I got some half ounce stuff too. I gotta look. It's getting time, man. I gotta like be cleaning out the big freaking Tupperware box for the boondoggle. I do that before every boondoggle. Clean that thing out. Be surprised what you find in there, man.
Yeah, Mark Lozier just said quarter ounce to half ounce jig head. So that'll be the plan. I'm sure I'll get with Mr. Chris Sensi of Slayer and see if he can't hook a brother up with a couple extra packs of some jig heads that I can hopefully bend straight with some giant fish. Is there citation size on flounder up there? Or is there citation size? Like, what's the citation size on a flounder? I need to know that. And I need to know what the legal limit and size limit is. Like, how many can I keep? That's important. But I'm going to try and kill everyone I catch. So, what about you, Rob? Are you going to take any fish fillets with you back to the campsite or what?
No, sir. I don't know. I generally don't keep them, even though, you know, I'm right there with you when you're picking up some flounder, some nice ones. I'm like, yeah. And just sometimes I get real tempted, man, to stick one of those in the box. But
size limit on flounder in Virginia is 16 and a half inches. You're allowed four per person per day.
That's keeper size?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, dude, you got to remember, it's a different species of flounder than what you're accustomed to over here in the Gulf. So a 16 and a half inch,
sure.
Basically fluke what?
Speaking of flounder, you should see some of the ones on Rob Sigmund's video there up there. Dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
He He's the man. It was like some of these flounder he was pulling is like, it would be a monster around here. You know, usually I'm used to picking up, you know, 12, 15 inch flounders, you know, or smaller. And, I mean, he was pulling some good ones in his video, man. It was awesome.
GC Chip just busted you, dude. He said Rob only eats fish made of tofu.
No, I'm not, like, staunch vegetarian. I mean, I am, but I try to mix in some wings and some stuff once in a while, you know?
Look at Lenny. Hey, God, you guys are ripping each other today in the chat room. I like it. Lenny just says Peppy likes tilapia and ditch fish. For those of you that buy tilapia at a restaurant and eat it and think that you're consuming, like, the best flaky fish ever, just be noted that a tilapia was basically brought around to eat poop at fish farms. And when they live in these ditches along the side of the road that are, like, oil slick covered, and there's, like, tires and dead cats floating in the river or whatever, it's just not good, man. Like, the only thing tilapia are good for is snook bait.
Hey, but, you know, I tell you what, if you want to cure the tilapia, you know, a fetish that people have, take them out and go catch one and then have them clean it. Dude, those are the nastiest, nastiest fish you'll ever clean. Sorry,
yeah,
maybe I
they're pretty gross. They're pretty gross. But anyway, yeah, so that's cool. I just flashed by. There's so much going on in the chat room. Citation flounder is 27 inches or 7 pounds. God, dog it.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, look at Rob Choi says that when, not if, you catch a keeper flounder, bring it into the cabin, and I'll do a print for you then. Sick.
Why? There you go.
Nice.
That would be disgusting.
Oh, it is. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
In a good way.
Of course. No. Oh, and listen, we've got an awesome fried flounder recipe that we got a chance to cook in a restaurant. They called the Firehouse in South Carolina when we were up there filming. We got to go into the kitchen and actually cook these things. And it was really cool, man. It was awesome the way they did it. And I think Mr. Stan, now that he's out of the chat room, I think Stan's bringing a fryer with him, or at least a cast iron skillet and a turkey fryer flame doohickey. So we should be able to whole fry flounder maybe right there on the spot, which would be killer. But knowing my buddy Chris, he's about to type something probably directed towards me and derogatory. Never mind. That was actually kind of a nice statement, Chris. He says, I'm bringing my cast iron skillet. Cool. Knowing Chris, if it's legal to keep it, he will probably kill it, because that guy, I don't know anybody eats fish like he does. But cool. Man, I'm really excited. Like, I'm even more excited now talking about food. Go figure. The fat get excited about catching fish and eating them. I'm eating at y'all's cabin. Come on down, brother. Everyone's invited to the Levi/Flores cabin. It'll be fun. Customer I work says blackened flounder. Oh, that sounds pretty damn good, too.
Yeah. Nice.
Hold on. Chris just posted you're winning for the photo contest. What photo contest? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, cool. Well, listen, no matter which way you're coming from, I really hope that everybody gets there safe and, you know, take your time getting there. I don't know what everyone's game plan is, but I think that we're going to drive through the night, so we'll get up there hopefully right around like 10 or 11 o'clock and in the morning, so we're not blowing an entire day like we did last time. What's your plan, Rob? How are you guys, when are you guys leaving?
We're leaving at like 2 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday night/Thursday morning, and we should, let's see, I think from here, it's carry the 1, 2, 3, 4. It's about 14 hours from us.
Cool.
So
yeah, that makes sense.
You can't check in till 4 o'clock or something. Or yeah, 3 o'clock I think is check in. So I'm not in any big hurry, but
is that what time check in is?
Yeah, check in is like 3 o'clock. So don't get there and expect to get in your cabin.
Oh well, that changes things.
Mm-hmm.
All right then. All right.
Yeah.
I'm
pumped.
Oh, I see what Gator Dave was saying. Chris Sensi from Slayer just posted a picture of the goodies I'm about to receive from him for having the photo of the month, I guess, last month. 3 p.m.? 3 p.m. what? Oh, is that check-in? Okay. Yeah, girls will love 3 p.m. I don't know. What else should we bring? Anybody? I know Chip Gibson's dad's coming out. That's going to be awesome. To finally meet him. Yeah, I think Chip's bringing like the giant trailer full of like motorcycles, kayaks, and other fun stuff. But you know, I don't know. I got let's see. Damn. I don't know. I guess I'm just going to bring just a couple of rods, man. I was going to bring the fly rod. I don't know if it's worth it, bring the fly rod out. But, Chip, do you own a moped, like a little scooter?
A moped. Nice.
What? Dude, try and ride a moped, not smile. It's physically impossible. Doesn't matter how awesome you think you are, how manly you think you are. You get on, like, a 49cc moped, and you just have to smile.
Dude, you'll cure yourself of mopeds. Go to the Keys and sleep in, go to Key West and, like, try to sleep with all the mopeds buzzing by at, like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning. It's awesome. Oh, well, you'll be drunk anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Rob Choi says stripers on fly are doable at the light line. So, like, shadow line, the light line? What's the light line? Anybody?
I believe it is, yeah.
Okay, cool. Sweet. So that sound right there is the sound to tell me that I've talked enough for the evening. That's Mr. Logan, man, letting me know that he needs my undivided attention. And I am ready to, I guess I'm going to call it a night a little early. It's been good, man. It's good to be back. I appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Rob, thanks for coming on, and thanks for sharing your deal with us. Tell us, for those that just joined in, tell everybody what you're doing in a nutshell and how they can get involved.
Okay. Our new project is called Yak Tactic Adventures, and what you do is we want to see what kayak fishing is like in your neck of the woods. So if you want to be on an episode of Yak Tactic Adventures, we're doing little web-based episodes. Get us your footage, man. And you can either... first, we want to see some of your work. So if you got some YouTube videos or something, follow us on Facebook. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Just look it up. It's spelled exactly like it sounds, Yak-tastic Adventures. Our YouTube channel is under Yak Space Tastic. I screwed it up setting it up, and first and last name, and it was Yak Tastic. That's my name. Don't wear it out. No. So get a hold of us. Somehow shoot us one of your YouTube videos on either Twitter or Facebook or something, and if we like it. We like your style and everything. We'll, incorporate that into one of our episodes, man. Send us. We'll tell you how to get your footage to us, and we can edit it up and stick it in an episode. And our first episode is coming out next week. Also, if you kayak fish and you got GoPros and all that stuff, and you don't know how to edit, or you don't want to edit, or your computer sucks, or something like that, get us your footage and we can edit it up for you. But it can't be, you know, just like, you know, 45-minute clips of, you know, the your GoPro on a park and pole, and you're just paddling around or something. You know, you gotta have some decent stuff on there, you know, some fish and some interesting footage, man. That's what we're looking for. We want to be artistic, so anything that you deem worthy of us to look at, shoot it over to us, man. And I'm excited to see it, man. So we got some several promising contributors, man, coming up. So we're looking forward to it, and probably got some free GoPros and stuff like that coming down the road. So definitely check us out, man. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Yo. Cool. Awesome. So do that. And then let's see, what else? That's pretty much it. I'm done, tired, ready to go to bed. And but as I said before, I appreciate everybody tuning back in again. Thank you very much for hanging in there, and even though I've been gone the last 2 weeks, coming back to listen to my voice and, you know, whatever. It's fun. But also, too, please don't forget, you got to go to yakangler.com, to the Boondoggle page, and RSVP for the dinner for Saturday night. So if you guys are looking to do anything with the raffle, or eat with us, or just hang out with us, there's going to be a live band there the whole bit, then you need to make sure that you RSVP and how many people are going to be with you. So if you have friends of yours that are going, that are not going to be or that aren't typically in the kayak fishing community, but they're going to want to hang out, whatever, make sure you list them as well. And then don't forget Kayak Angler Choice Awards. Vote for your favorites at yakangler.com/choice. And, yeah, that's it. So to Pepe and Rob Choi and NTKFC Garth, damn, that thing is long, Black Dog Custom Rod Works, the Loziers, and everybody else who's joined us in the chat room, Chip Gibson and Pops, Dad Gibson there, and Chris and Harley and you, Rob, and everybody else. Appreciate it very much for being here, as always. Real quick, here comes my sponsor blog. Thank you very much, Jackson Kayaks, for your support. Jackson Kayaks, Tackle Webs, Bending Branches Paddles. Who else we got? YakAngler.com, BloodyDecks.com. And check out the new copy of Florida Sport Fishing magazine. I have an article in there I wrote about the No Motor Zone, and show those guys some love for printing my article. Appreciate that. And to everybody else, tight lines, take a kid fishing, be safe, and train Logan, go to sleep. Daddy's tired. And I'll leave you with YakAngler.com. See ya.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out YakAngler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Give me the Flats of Dawn with plenty of tailing fish
and the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat!
But I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him! You got it! I got him!
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.